بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس، ومن يفعل ذلك ابتغاء مرضات الله فسوف نؤتيه أجرا عظيما. ويسر لي بالتغيير to that instance of Almighty Obeyed on which these two rukus were revealed. And the crux of the matter was that he had stolen and tried and blamed his Jew for it, and he was a munafiq himself, but that is a person feigning to be a Muslim and ruling the first advancement in his favor. But then Allah revealed these two rukus and exposed him completely, and then from there ulama have written, we learned the lesson that whoever digs a hole for somebody else, he falls in it himself, and that we should not just be very quick in making decisions, just looking at the outward things, what people are saying, evidence which is outwardly, but we should find the details and the reality of the matter. Then the truth comes out vividly, that who is on the right and who is on the wrong, whether it was at that time or whether it is today presently. Wherever there are arguments, fights, opposition, we should not just make decisions just on hearsay or what we think is right or what we think is wrong. We should find out reality. And if we can't, the safest route then is to keep quiet and to keep out of such controversies in fact. So Allah Ta'ala says further, this is also related to this instance, but it is a ruling forever till Qiyamah. La khayra fi kathirin min najwahum, kuch achhe nahi unke aksar mashure. Most of the private discussions that they have, the private mashura, there is nothing good in it. That we also, all the time we are having our discussion, whether it is a family gathering or any some friends get together, we are always having some discussion. And that is, most of our discussions are just futile and useless, and in fact they work against us. Illa man amara bi sadaqatin aw ma'rufin aw islahin bainana. Only those gatherings in which these discussions take place, they are goodness in it. Otherwise, it is usually our discussions about the weather, about sports, about who's winning, who's losing, who's going to win, who's going to lose, all those useless discussions. And we waste precious, precious breath and time on those things. So which are worthwhile things? There are three things which are worthwhile when people have discussions among themselves. The first is sadaqah, that how to spend in the path of Allah. And that is the furthest thing from our minds. That is the thing that we will never want to discuss, to put our hands in our pockets and give something to the poor and needy. Though our pockets are overflowing, we can't manage to handle that money. But we won't dare speak of helping out the poor and the needy, and throughout the world, right on our doorstep, there are so many needy people. Around the world, there are so many needy people. O ma'rufin, or of any good, to bring about some good somewhere. That we should be discussing, how we can bring about good, and not just the talk, but practically how we can implement it and bring about good in place. O islahin bainan nas, ya sulah karanikum logon mein, or to have peace being made amongst people. Those are the things that we should discuss. In other words, any good things that and which are practical, not just things which are out in the air and which cannot be done or something, but practical things. That is, if we talk, those things we should talk. Otherwise, the great priority is keeping quiet. And if we mix, it is for these things that we should mix. Otherwise, also the great priority is to keep to oneself, not just to be mixing with people, because our mixing with people is usually completely futile, and it has adverse and wrong effects on a person. So So this was for that instance also, and it applies forever. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَارِكَ فْتِغَامَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ اور جو کوئی یہ کام کرے اللہ کی خوشی کے لیے, whoever will do this, that is having these discussions, etc. And one condition, that these good things be discussed. And a very basic underlying condition, it should be with sincerity, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Even if all this good is being discussed and even done, but it is not for the pleasure of Allah, it is for name, fame, etc., then too it is useless. It has to be solely and only for the pleasure of Allah. From all this and throughout the Quran we can gather, this cannot be achieved without islah of the nafs. Without a person being worried of his tazkiyah, this cannot be achieved. Otherwise a person is a slave of his nafs and he does all the wrong things all the time. فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. A person who will do that, all this right thing, and for the pleasure of Allah, so hum usko denge bara sawab. Very soon we will give him a very great return for it. Such a great return that he will be extremely happy and joyous about it. He will see the great reward of it, that is in the year after. And he will see that it is much more greater than he could ever imagine. And it is forever and ever. So why is that person who takes this lesson from the Quran Sharif, and the Quran Sharif has given the lesson very clearly, that if you have discussions between people, meetings, discussions, etc., it must be for one of these three things, and the underlying current must be sincerity for the pleasure of Allah. Then there is goodness. Otherwise, it's better to keep quiet. Otherwise, it is better to keep aloof and to keep to yourself instead of mixing with everyone. May Allah give us the tawfiq to read our Quran Sharif, understand it, and more important than that, to practice on it, and more important than that, that it be accepted by Allah Ta'ala.